This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. The hard part is done. Utah has a hockey team. Today, it's the big welcome party at the Delta Center. People are now getting their NHL preseason tickets after waiting in line hours to get into the building by the thousands. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has been talking to people all afternoon out here on the plaza in front of the Delta Center. She's joining me live. Amy?
Jeff, kids are playing four-on-four street hockey. Others are getting their faces painted. One guy brought a couple of llamas that were getting a lot of attention. The band is playing 80s hits, and I haven't seen anyone dancing, but lots of people with smiling faces and hockey jerseys. And one word keeps coming up again and again whenever I ask anyone, that word, excitement.
Just excited for another professional sport here in Utah, especially the NHL, which is super exciting. Full intense all the time.
So the first 5,000 people in the door got preseason tickets, and I actually saw a couple of people get those tickets, turn right around, and leave. So obviously some people here for the party, some people here just to get a couple of free tickets.
If they're giving them out, why wouldn't you want them, right?
Yeah, got their hot dogs and sat on the corner and ate them.
You know what's so interesting? I've seen so many people wearing other teams' hockey jerseys from Team Canada, Team USA, the San Jose Sharks, and all the rest. And I asked them as they come by the booth here, so are you going to defect and become a Utah fan? They're all shaking their heads no.
I heard the same thing from a lot of people who were excited to see their favorite teams play here. They don't have to travel now to Minnesota or wherever to see their favorite team.
But it's crystal clear Utah's going to have a lot of hockey fans out of the box. Thousands of people here for this party. So listen, this team flew in from Phoenix. They touched down at the airport this morning, and they were welcomed by the next generation of hockey players. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera was at SLC for the welcome. He continues our team coverage.
Many permission slips to this school must have been submitted because Utah's new NHL team touched down and were immediately greeted by the loud cheers of youth hockey players from all over the state. Players like Liam O'Brien, Alex Kerfoot, and Logan Cooley stopped after their flight to sign autographs and give out high fives to Utah's next generation of hockey players turned fans. The hangar where they were waiting to meet their new team was packed wall to wall, holding up signs of welcome to Utah to give the team a positive first impression. Another sign Utah has been waiting for this day to come. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
The team's general manager, Bill Armstrong, is here. He says the players were amazed for this welcome by their young fans.
You could see the joy in their faces when they saw the kids. I don't know if the kids will ever understand how much that meant to the players. I almost had a tear in my eye coming down just seeing the kids chanting.
The head coach, Andre Tourenne, says he even got one of these kids to sign his hoodie and says today's been the best day of his NHL career. So interesting. Now, as far as the name of the team, well, that's the big question, right? We have some news on that front. Trademark applications have now been submitted for the Utah Mammoth and the Utah Ice. That's in addition to the Yetis, the Outlaws, Blizzard, Venom, Fury, Utah Hockey Club, and Utah HC. Fans will get to decide, according to Ryan Smith, but we have a whiteboard here at the booth outside the Delta Center. People stand and ponder their decision. What am I going to vote for? And they put a little hash mark next to the name. Runaway at this point for the Utah Yetis, followed not so closely by the Utah Blizzard. KSL News Time 504. A few states east in Minneapolis, the Minnesota Lynx women's basketball team has put together a celebration of their own. Their party in honor of former Utes player Alyssa Peely.
Honestly, I wasn't expecting all of this, but you know, it means a lot, and to come into a program who welcomes me this way, and I just appreciate it so much. For people who understand me and just cherish and appreciate my culture, you know, I'm looking forward to this season.
The Lynx picked her number 8 in the WNBA draft. She was welcomed today by both the team and local Samoan and Native American tribes celebrating her heritage. KSL News Time 505. The U.S. Supreme Court appears divided over a challenge to Idaho's abortion ban. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the High Court today hearing a case that could have implications for abortion bans that have been enacted since Roe v. Wade was overturned. The Justice Department insists the Idaho law violates a federal law that ensures emergency room care to all patients. Emily Martin with the National Women's Law Center told reporters outside the court that the patchwork of laws around the U.S. has caused confusion for doctors.
It's caused a public health crisis. The legal uncertainty that providers are facing in states like Idaho is leading OBGYNs to flee states with abortion bans.
As abortion rights advocates chanted outside the court in the nation's capital, Arizona lawmakers were also taking action on abortion, legislators repealing the state's near total ban on abortions. Now, three Republicans joined all 29 Democrats to repeal a law that predated Arizona's statehood. The White House commending Congress for the passage of a $95 billion foreign aid package, which in part supplies Ukraine with much-needed military aid. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the aid is reassuring U.S. allies.
The passage of this bill sends a powerful message to the rest of the world about the enduring strength of American leadership.
President Biden signed the bill today, and the first shipment of military supplies is already in the works. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 5:06. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Here's Ricky Meese.
Scanners calling out a new accident southbound Bangor Highway at 4300 South. And we do have some delays that just linger on Redwood Road tonight. And it's in both directions, anywhere between Bluffdale and 2100 North.
Can't blow it up.
Speaking of Lehigh, we do have a small accident over to the left shoulder on I-15 prior to 2100 North. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. KSL News Time 5:07. The Federal Trade Commission has decided to ban all non-compete agreements that your employees